I'll declare the reading open at 4:32. Welcome everybody to the October meeting. Present we have Councillors Letter, Bronson, Penny, Dewar, Wills, and Barrett and White. Staff, we have Chief Executive Officer Aaron Callahan, Strategic Support Projects Officer Ben Hull, and Manager Works Peter Lahr. We have no leave of absence, we have no apologies, disclosures of interest. Carl has a disclosure of interest, which I have. For item 11.21, and I will have a disclosure of interest for 11.21 as well, which will be a indirect problem. And then partiality. That's the word. Interest. And
Item 11.1 disclosures for the provisional rights concession.
And yes, we have the item 11.1.1 disclosures there. We approach the minister. I'm just restoring permission for councillors Wills and
Barrett.
To stay in attendance, Councillors Robinson, Penny and Dewar will be required to leave for the vote. Okay, thank you. There are no public questions taken on notice, public question time, nil presentations, nil applications for leave of absence. Do we have any applications for leave of absence? Nil. Announcements from the presiding member. Yes, I would like to say thank you for the last 4 years for those who have been here that long, so for two. It's been my pleasure to preside over the meetings for that last 4 years, and I will wish the incumbent well, and thank the staff, particularly Karen, for coming on board at the end of my tenure, and looking forward to the next 2 years not in this role. Thank you. Alright, confirmation of minutes. So, ordinary council meeting, 18th of September 2025. The recommendation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 18th of September 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Would somebody like to move them? Councillor Dewar second, Councillor Robinson, all those in favour, carry 7-0. Item 10.1, bushfire regarding standard operating procedures 2025. Where is that recommendation there? The recommendation to be that the bushfire brigade standard operating procedures 2025-2026 as presented be endorsed. Would somebody like to move that? This is Councillor Barrett, second Councillor Wills. And does anybody want to speak to that? Because no. All those in favour, carry 7-0. Marine Hill Village Cooperative Limited Rate Concession, Councillor Dewar, Robinson and Penny, all in the room.
Chair President, the Minister requests, as a condition of the above mentioned councillors, being Councillor Wills, and Councillor Barrett, declare the nature and extent of the interests at the above mentioned meeting when the matter is being considered.
So, can you state the nature of your conflict? Financial. You have shares in the Julie?
I have a financial interest.
Okay, thank you. Officer recommendation that the council one grant a rate concession of $3,653.13 to the Greenville Village Cooperative Limited on assessment A1066 for the 2025-2026 financial year. And two, authorise the CEO to write to the Greenville Village Cooperative requesting that any future rate concession request for financial year 2026-2027 include additional documentation that includes a business case for property 30366 Great Southern Highway Renewal Assessment A1066. Would somebody like to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Letta, seconded. Councillor Wills, all those in favour? Carried 4-0. Thank you, Doug. Session. The officer's recommendation that a rate concession of $871.12 be granted to Tower Cropping Community Cropping Group Incorporated on assessment A140 for the 2025-2026 financial year. Somebody like to move that? Councillor Dewitt, seconded Councillor Penny. Would anybody like to speak to the motion?
Sorry, through the chair, I'm supposed to be out.
No, not as an impartial.
No worries.
Anybody like to speak to the motion? Or get the motion?
I just make the comment that now, even though it's a tangled up cropping group from a Greenville Village's perspective, I'm fully supportive of the right concession, given what that group is doing for the community.
Thank you, Steve, for that. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Okay. Item 12-0, item 13.1, financial statements. Officer recommendation for monthly financial statements for the period ending 30 September 2025 be received. Karen, have you got any comments to make to this?
No, unless there are any questions in terms of the statements, no.
Anybody got any questions? No. Would somebody like to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Penny, second. Councillor Wills. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Monthly list of payments. Officers. recommendation in accordance with regulations 31 and 13A1 of the local government. Financial management regulations 1996, the list of payments paid under delegated authority or with shallow purchasing cards for September 2025 be endorsed, comprising municipal fund, check, electronic funds transfer, EFT and direct debit payments totaling $666,748.31, and credit purchasing card payments totaling $3,363.59 be removed. Would somebody like to move that? Councillor Jewis, seconded. Councillor Robinson, all those in favour? Carried 7-0. Corporate business plan, quarterly progress report. Officer recommendation, corporate business plan 2024 to 2028, quarterly progress report for period July-September 2025 is presented and received. Comment from Pam or Karen on this? Pam?
It's been a challenging quarter. That's about all I can say. Our internal resource intake that we've done has been challenging, and it probably shows in the achievement or non-achievement today, but we're still plugging away.
All right, thank you. Would somebody like to walk? Maybe the officer's recommendation. Councillor Penny, seconded. Councillor Robinson, all those in favour. Carried 7-0. Business plan annual review, 13.4. Council by absolute majority endorses the reviewed corporate business plan 2024 to 2021 as presented. Any comments?
Yeah, I'll make a comment. So corporate business plan has a desktop review, which was due this year. And following on from the previous item, particularly in regards to resourcing, we've reviewed that and have amended some of those KPI dates. And only slightly in the majority of cases, but just going down some of them in terms of 2.1 wellbeing and safety, the reason why the Tandalup Youth Precinct 5-year plan has been pushed out from March 25 into June 26. Is in relation to funding and the interdependency with the Tandalup Caravan Park. So particularly focusing on making progress to the Caravan Park. In relation to 2.3, the Community Creativity and the Community Grants Guideline. That's to align with our budget planning for next year. So hence why it's a target date of March 2026. 4.2, Tandalup Short Stay Accommodation Development, delivering the Tandalup Caravan Park 5-year plan, the date of that being pushed out from March 25 to June 26, was for a number of reasons. Again, those resourcing constraints and us unsuccessfully being able to appoint a manager of assets and projects significantly impeded us being able to develop that plan. And also the funding from the cropping group and the deferment of that has changed what the time frames look around the planning format and what we prioritised in terms of those three cabins. Item 6.4, new business. With developing, adopting and implementing a local planning strategy. That's been aligned with the amalgamation of the town planning scheme. So the amalgamation needs to occur first before the strategy does. So it was initially thought that the strategy was developed first, but it's the other way around. So hence why we pushed that out to align with the amalgamation of the scheme. Workforce development, with the review, adoption and implementation of a workforce plan. Given that we've lost over 25% of our workforce over the last 10 months, particularly inside workers and some of those in key executive positions, which we're still in the process of trying to recruit to, we've had to change direction in terms of what our composition looks like and the functions of each of the positions. And we're still in the process of doing that given the challenges we're finding with resourcing. So realistically, we need to look at what that looks like in terms of the market. And workforce satisfaction, investigate formal and informal staff engagement opportunities and deliver a workforce engagement plan. That has an interdependency with the workforce plan. So once that's adopted, then we'll be looking at what that workforce engagement plan looks like.
Thank you, Karen. Would someone like to leave the officer's recommendation? Councillor Robinson, second. Councillor Penny, all those in favour? Karen, 7-0. Interim audit report for the year ended 30 June 2025. Anything to comment to that, Karen?
No, this went to the Audit and Risk Committee meeting last month. I see that there were three recommendations that were made as part of the interim audit review. The first of which was on our previous review too, in relation to our purchasing policy, and in particular the constraints and challenges that we have trying to get three quotes, particularly when it's above $20,000. We've tightened our processes amongst the administration and providing rationale for why, in particular, we can't get three quotes. So that is a work in progress to ensure that the administration adheres to that and a change in culture around that. The ICT plans and policies, that's also aligned to to the strategy and plan that we're developing as part of this financial year, and is also in our corporate business plan, and that remains a priority for us. And the policies and procedures, we are undertaking a policy review at the moment, and particularly given that we do have governance and compliance officer, we have discussed that remains a priority, particularly in light of the recommendation from the audit, from the interim audit.
Right. Would somebody like to move that? So I'd like to ask a question.
I can do my thing now.
Oh. Yeah. Councillor Barrett, move. Seconder. Councillor Wills. Was in favour, carried 7-0. No matters which may be closed. No members' motions or which previously has been given. Questions from members or our hosts. New business of urgent nature introduced by decision meeting. And in closing, as it's Councillor Wills' last meeting, thank you very much for your 4 years of service, and look forward to catching up with you for some time.
Thank you.
If you wish to say anything,
I'd just like to thank the council for their indulgence and putting up with me over the last 4 years. I wish you all well for the future.
Thank you. I'll close the meeting at 4:52. Well done, gentlemen.